Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, right, man.
Hey, man. You can't see my camera, can you?
No, can you see me?
I can see you, but just because I'm in my pants.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So this past week I've been reading a book by Ray Bradbury. I've mentioned the guy before. This is his non-fiction book. It's a collection of essays about writing. It's called Zen in the Art of Writing. I really think if you want to tell stories, if you want to write books, whatever, you should read this book, because Ray's got such a lovely enthusiasm for writing that's sort of quite infectious. I mean, as soon as I've read the first chapter, I had to go and start a new project, just because I was so excited by just the enthusiasm that comes through just words and his sentences and his love for stories. It's infectious. But I think at a later date, I'm gonna put together a bit of a list of all the points from the book that I think you might like, and I'm gonna have a special episode just about that book, because I really think it'd be useful and I think you'll enjoy it. But that's at a later date. So today we start a new 7-day story challenge. It's not me. It's, like I said, I've got a challenger. His name is Matt Butcher, but I know him as Skip. I've known him for a long time. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm nervous. First interview.
Yeah, but we've spoken to each other like many, many times.
For a number of years, I don't know.
So the first question that I have to ask everyone who does this is, who are you? Let's see, you've got to tell us who you are.
That's always quite a hard question. I'm Matt Butcher. I don't know.
Okay. No, that's cool.
Existential question that's hard to answer in a few sentences.
Yeah, I feel like you... I don't know. I feel like that was a pretty hard question. So, we've known each other for a long time. Like, how long have we known each other for?
10 years? Longer? 12?
I think it might be longer, because...
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where we start to feel... I start to feel quite old.
About 13, 14 years, I think.
Yeah. It must be around about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we used to write, We used to get drunk in pubs in the daytime and try and come up with ideas for comic books.
Yeah, and I think we came up with some good stuff. There's ideas still kicking around that I think have turned into stories eventually.
We used to come up with loads of ideas that were good, but we never actually finished anything, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. So I've got the next question here is, what have you done? So by that I mean, have you published anything before? Have you made many films or books or whatever?
At the moment, I've only really released a short story called The Jump, which is a little sci-fi jobby, and the sequel to that, which is more of
A little sci-fi jobby sounds like a great subtitle.
Yeah, I might change it to be the little thing.
So how many words was that?
The jump is 7,000 ish words. And The Flight, which is its sequel, is, I think it's about 12 or 14,000 words. So the, and I've got a threequel planned, which is shaping up to be even longer. And yeah, they'll eventually get released as sort of a collected edition.
Okay, cool. So so this isn't your first rodeo. You've done something like this before.
Yeah, yeah, this is still pushing me a bit out of my comfort zone.
You're the most nervous person, I think, who's done this so far.
I think that's just generally my
demeanor, yeah.
Yeah.
So the first story you published was 7,000 words. How long did it take you to write that, edit it, and publish it?
I think it took me, well, from the originally having the idea, it was a short film I wrote for uni that I don't know how I'd ever make it, because it has like teleportation devices and all these things that while I was at uni, I don't think I had any real access to. But yeah, I wrote it when I was at uni originally. So technically the idea has been kicking around since then. And then I wanted to write just a short story. So, it, you know, the idea kind of lended itself to just being a quite a nice self-contained story that I still somehow wrote a sequel to. But
that's cool. Okay, so so how long would you say in total was it when you first came up with the idea to hitting the publish button of the short story?
It could be about a year, I think.
About a year. See, I thought it was longer than that because I remember reading the script you wrote.
Longer, yeah, yeah.
But
If you read Where Do the Souls Go, that was the that was that script. So whenever you read that script, up until last year, so yeah, it could be years, to be honest.
Sequel. Yeah, how long the sequel? So the sequel's twice as long. So how long did that take to write?
About 6, maybe 7 months.
Okay, so it's accelerating. So
it is, but I think a week is still. So now the week still has me quite nervous. Yeah. So
now you've got 7 days, and how many words are you planning to do in those 7 days? Like, what size story?
I've got the idea I've sort of been working on.
Yeah.
It kind of depends. I'm just going to let it sort of write itself a bit. I think I'm hoping for about 5,000, but
okay. I think 5,000 is a good
sort of
target.
Solid short stuff,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's a good length, I think. Okay, so and you have an idea of what's going to happen in the story already, or where are you on that side?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've got the idea. I'm still sort of refining the timeline of events, I guess. But I think it's kind of, I think I roughly know what's happening. So.
No, that's cool. I mean, so the point like we're getting to is that you're accelerating from several years for the first 5,000 story, and then 6 months for the 14,000 word story, and now you've got a week to do 5,000 words. Do you think you're going to be able to do it?
Yeah, yes, positivity and stuff.
Positivity and stuff. I like it. You're not on Twitter, are you? You don't tweet.
No, I still live in the dark ages. I'm on Facebook. That's about as high tech as I get at the moment, unfortunately.
Okay. So when you're doing this, are you going to be putting any updates anywhere, or is anywhere like listeners can sort of have a look and see what you're up to?
We could do it on the mailing list. Shamelessly advertise the Hawking Fever mailing list there.
Yeah, so we'll get to that side of things in a second. So, okay. One thing I do want to ask is, so what is the story about? Can you give us any indication to what's going to happen yet, or like a tagline or something like that, or maybe even a title?
I haven't got a title or a tagline, and I can't really tell you too much without giving the story away.
Can you tell us if there will be words in the story, or like what can you tell us?
there's going to be words in a certain order. It's going to be in English.
Wow, I'm
juicy. It's going to be a sort of horror-y, thrillery type thing.
Jobby.
You know, that's
horror jobby. Okay.
I read a lot of Stephen King short stories when I was younger, and it's something I've always wanted to get into. And I imagine it's quite fun to write. Nice grisly horror. So it's going to be...
Okay, that sounds nice. Like a little Tales from the Crypt, sort of like a little short horror story.
Yeah, a little sort of short kind of what-if idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun to write and hopefully fun to read, so...
Yeah, I can't wait to read it. So the reason that we're doing this week is because me and you, we always had plans to start, I wouldn't say a publishing company or something like that, but like, I don't know, like a single name to publish our work under. And so we both had these sort of, so you've got the second jump story coming out. I've got like a little novella that I want to shove out there. And we thought, why not do this challenge and then sort of use that as a launch pad for this thing we're calling Hawk and Cleaver. Does that sound about right? Have I got all the details right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like it's all the details. And we've got Ben Errington as well.
Yeah, so Ben's like a previous 7-day guy. He wants to do it. So his story Die Pack will be under the same umbrella. It just seems like these challenges sort of, we've got a lot of cool people making cool stuff and it seems a waste to have them quite disparate, so having it under this, like, I don't know what to call it, like, not a publishing name, studio name or something like that, I don't know, whatever it is, but it's nice to have some it all grouped together in one little family, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of good to feel part of something, I guess, isn't it?
yeah and okay, so what we're gonna start a mailing list. I guess what we'll do, you'll do this story, and then are we gonna launch our two other stories at the same time when this one's finished, or what do you want to do on that side of it?
I think we could have it as kind of a launching event, I guess.
Yeah. So that'd be three stories. So my little short story novella, your sequel to The Jump, and then this one you're writing this week. So that's three stories coming out at the same time. So just to reiterate, we are starting a story production studio. The aim is to concentrate on producing amazing books, films, I don't know, maybe comics, poems, sketches. I don't know, we'll just have to see how it goes. It's all going to be under the name Hawk and Cleaver. Why that name? I don't know, it doesn't matter. We just wanted to have something there that sounded maybe like a traditional publishing company name, but with a bit of a modern twist. So if you are a storyteller, a writer, or whatever, and you think you could sort of vibe with what I do, what Ben does with Die Pack, and what Matt will do, then let us know, and maybe you could join us, you know, and help us make some stuff. We'll be posting all of the content, so anything we produce, books and films and stuff, to a specific mailing list. If you want to join the mailing list, go to bit.ly.com/hawkandcleaver. And if you do this, you will get free stuff. You will get free stuff, lots of it. And then when Matt finishes this 7-day challenge, that will be the official launch day, I guess. And there'll be like three new books altogether coming out then. So go do that. We'll check in with Matt in the middle of the week to see how he's getting on with this. He does seem very nervous. I'm sure he'll be fine, but maybe he'll be screaming or something at that point. I don't know, maybe he'll be pulling his hair out. I don't know, I'm sure he'll be fine. So check back then and I'll speak to you soon. Alright, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.